Are your ulcerative colitis symptoms proving difficult to manage? Tremfya guselkumab can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. At 1 year, many patients taking Tremfya achieved clinical remission, and some patients also achieved endoscopic remission. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor if Tremfya can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
This spring, follow what feels right, like coasting the day away on white sand beaches, making new friends with playful dolphins, taking time for each other in a relaxing place. It just feels right to take a break in Fort Myers. Book a direct flight from your city to Southwest Florida International Airport. Plan your trip to the islands, beaches, and neighborhoods of Fort Myers at visitfortmyers.com.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Christine Stafford, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
I'm doing well. Yourself? All good?
All good, yeah. It's great to finally be here with yourself because
I know.
You're a fan of the pornography as much as I am. And I...
Just to be clear, you said pornography.
Yeah.
Just to be
absolutely
clear.
Enunciation is key here.
I am a fan of pornography. Yes, yeah. Very much so. One of my favourites.
Unreal.
Yeah, the bad jokes. Who knew it could turn into a book?
There you
that
go.
That was for sale and people got their hands on it and I was delighted. It was unbelievable. But yeah, the bad jokes, I just can't get enough of them.
No.
Yourself as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nothing wrong with a bad joke every now and again.
You need it. Yeah. You know, break it up a bit for people.
Listen, as a comedian, you can write your wonderful meandering tales. You can pen your sketches that go on, no worries if not, and all that on the television. But if you can deliver a bad joke every now and again.
One of them in. Just slide it in. They won't even know.
It's another part of your skill set we're going to talk about first, though, which is this 24-hour play, Dublin, that you're going to do. Now, Michael Fry talked about this before on the show. This was last year, I think. But it's grown again.
Yeah.
So explain, if someone hasn't heard what it's about. Explain what's going on.
So it's basically within 24 hours, a play is written and performed in the Abbey Theatre.
Of all places.
Of all places. Yeah. I mean, start strong. Like imposter syndrome overload, you know?
No, because you are a comedian, but you're also a fine actor.
Thank you very much.
Like genuinely. Yeah. I've seen you in lots of things. And it doesn't surprise me at all that you'd be doing this as well.
Well, I think comedians in general do make wonderful actors, as such an example of that over the years. You know, I remember seeing Pat Short in Garage years ago and I was just blown away by
it. Yeah, absolutely.
But it's just such a fun project. And again, knowing that Michael Fry and other people like Shane Dan Byrne has been involved in it previously, John Doerr and other comedians, actors, that I'm like, okay, I don't feel like too out of my depth here.
And it isn't just one play, am I right?
No,
isn't it six?
It's six. So it's six 15-minute plays. So basically, there's a team of writers and they come in on the night before and they start writing the plays. So like, they meet the cast.
Like genuinely, and I asked Michael this as well, like it's not like, okay, well, I've got six ideas and so have you and we'll get picked up. It's like they walk into a room and go, right, let's just start.
Yeah, completely. So they meet the team of actors who are going to be involved. So there's 30 performers on stage. So they meet us all on the Saturday night. Everyone kind of brings in, I think, a skill that
right.
they want to bring.
Okay,
that
fair.
They might be able to write in or they might not.
Right.
I'm trying to decide what I'll do
I
for that.
I was going to ask you what your skill might be.
I don't think the puns will cut it.
No.
It
juggling?
Work. Juggling is what I'm thinking, yeah. But I don't.
Oh, the unicycle. It has to be the unicycle.
Yeah, that won't end badly at all.
No.
Can only end well. So yes, and then they write overnight. And then we come in the next evening and we rehearse all day on the Sunday.
So I love the poor writers are given the task of, you're not allowed to sleep. You just need to write a play. We're going home for a... I'm going to a hotel now. I'm going to have room service and watch Netflix. You, when I get in, there better be a script.
They better have
a unicycle in it.
They really have the tough job.
They do, in fairness.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But that is kind of, you know, you think of like writing for projects. You're always writing into the night. Mm. So it's kind of for them probably,
Sure. No, this is standard enough.
New.
Yeah.
Not new.
And then, okay, so then you come in the morning. You're presumably handed, hopefully, some kind of manuscript.
Yes.
And then you start rehearsal.
Yeah. So you have a director for each of the plays. So there's six. They're all 50 minutes each. So if you're coming to the performance that night, you get six.
Six plays.
Six plays.
That's unreal.
There you go.
Yeah,
you
seriously.
Know? And the one that I'm in, you can just forget that one.
No.
You know, the other five.
The unicycle pun comedian is definitely the most popular one. Now, this thing also raises loads of money through the ticket sales, obviously, but donations as well. Like,
yeah.
It's done a huge amount of money.
It started in 2012 and has raised over 150,000 for
That's
Dublin
ridiculous.
Youth Theatre, which is a great scheme for bringing young people involved in theatre and performing and getting them involved in projects. So it's all, everyone involved is volunteering their time for a brilliant cause.
It is absolutely brilliant. And okay, so when is this happening so that people can plan it out?
This Sunday night in the Abbey Theatre.
Okay.
There's tickets on sale on the Abbey website. It's at 7:30 p.m.
Okay, six plays, lads. You have to go along and see it. It's going to be absolutely brilliant.
Here's the thing, Dave. I can't even rehearse. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I can't do anything until Saturday.
You've got to just...
Because I'm here, like, panicking, and I'm like, I can't actually panic yet.
There's no script.
There's no script.
You've just got to keep practicing the unicycle. Yeah. It'll eventually come good. You know it will. No Worries If Not is one of my favourite things that has come out of this country in a long time. I genuinely mean that. It's a sketch show on RTE and the RTE Player, and... The great thing about this, I think, is that it's a place where the, dare I say, young talent of Ireland, as I start to sound like Mr. Pat Kenny, there's a huge wealth of talent that have a phone and you can now all exist in and be relevant and we can see you and you can be funny to us on our phones. But to take that skill and transfer it to the bigger screen, it's not an easy thing, but you guys have done it so well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's the thing. I think the challenge for all of us going into this is this going to translate? Because all of us are aware, and especially when you're viewing something like one of the characters I do, that creepy owl fella.
Yeah.
That's very intense, you know,
directly
into your eye sockets on your phone. Will that translate onto TV, bringing other characters into that world? So all of us kind of, it was, the writer's room for it was just one of the most gorgeous times because all of us are like aware of the other work we do and like saying, oh my God, you should do your character for this. And, like,
okay.
And it was just such a fun week of throwing the wildest and weirdest ideas to a room of people who are like, yeah, no, I totally get this. I love this.
See, what I love about this is it's reminiscent of all of the brilliant kind of pockets of talent that have. So say Father Ted, for example, right? Father Ted happened when Arthur and Graham went to the UK and they met up with Steve Coogan and they met up with her and they were all kind of peers.
Yeah.
And then when they wrote Ted and they cast Ted, all of the people that we now take for granted, Pat Short, Graham Norton, they were all comedians of that era.
Yeah.
But like, we've missed, I think, a couple of chances of eras of comedians who could have gotten together and done something. And here you guys are collaborating and pooling your resources into.
Yeah.
I think, and the sum of the parts then becomes greater.
And to be able to say that that was a job is the most insane sentence, dude, because it is just the most fun experience.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, equally with this time, that's the thing you don't have when you're working on your own, I guess, on your phone. You have a team now working with you. Like, people who are doing set design and costume and art department. Like, someone had to put a gun into a trifle. And like on set that day, it was like the cream just kept melting. And this was like stress central. And we're like, this is insane. Someone had to make a figurine for a Monopoly board game of Barry Keoghan's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they
you
did.
You know, of something.
Yeah. Irish Monopoly has to be seen to be. In fact,
yes.
What I want to play is a little clip here now of the lady who you play, who's unhappy when her husband returns home from the shops. Oh my good God, all hell breaks loose.
You get everything?
Yes.
Where's my little surprise?
You said you didn't want anything.
I mean, what woman in the history of the universe has not wanted a little surprise?
Look, I didn't know. I'm sorry. Besides, we have loads of stuff in the house. Biscuits, chocolates, Sarah jellies.
It's not the same as a little surprise.
What?
I said that's not the same as a little surprise.
I mean, it's a valid concern.
Right?
You know?
But the thing is, we've put that out. I cannot believe, like, it has over like a million views on TikTok now that I'm like, people really relate to that. And
totally.
It's a warning. It's a warning.
It is a warning to all the men of Ireland.
And women, all everyone. You know, if I didn't bring home the surprise,
it's
universal,
yeah.
I think.
Sometimes I bring home the wrong surprise.
That's, yeah.
And I think that's why I'm not divorced yet. Is that, like, at least I've made the effort.
Was
yeah.
There.
But it's like, I don't like caramel bars. But you like salted caramel. Salted caramel. Like, anyway, it's a raw subject.
It's a process, Dave, but you're trying.
I'm trying.
And that's what we like to see.
Come here, did you do High Road, Low Road?
I did.
With Dara Ennis.
Yeah.
Dara the Menace Ennis.
Exactly.
Who's one of the nicest people that's ever lived.
Absolutely.
I'm always worried about this because I don't know what you're allowed to say and not say. Are you allowed to say where you went?
We went to Greece, yes.
Oh, nice.
Having Dara there was truly like having a walking Wikipedia page.
Yes.
Because he knows everything about everything.
But particularly when you go to ancient Greece and he's like, let me tell you.
In his element.
When's your episode?
I think my episode is the 11th of February.
Okay, 11th of February. Make sure you tune in and see Justine and Dara. And very quickly, yourself and Kevin McGarren having a wonderful podcast as well. Yeah. Tell everybody about that and where they
the
can find that.
Lovely show with Head Stuff. So it's just me and Kevin bringing a bit of fun every week. Just talking about our lives. It's kind of free therapy for me because it's Kevin just having to listen to me about my dating life. Like, in no worries if not, I went on a date with a rat and I was like, actually, this is a pretty good date.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, first date Ireland, except she went on a date with a rat.
Pretty good. So, yeah, it's free therapy for me. Amazing. Not so much for Kevin.
No, maybe not. Maybe not. Quick fire round before you go. Okay. I do this with all my guests. You just top of your head. Justine Stafford, what are you currently obsessed with?
Severance. Series two is out. Oh my God. I was obsessed with series one, and Aoife McArdle, who's like an Irish director involved in it, I was fangirling so much.
Okay.
I'm obsessed.
So someone who hasn't heard it, what's the very quick like plot line, one word?
The concept is kind of that you in this world had an option to, if you want to go to work, you can sever your brain, that your work self and outside world self do not.
So you don't remember going to work, and the work part of you doesn't remember you having the crack.
Yes. And it's basically the employees start to be like, maybe we shouldn't have done this, and they're trying to figure out.
You think?
Second thought. So it's them now trying to figure out what this company is actually doing. What are they actually doing when they work?
That they're wiping our brains.
And it is amazing. Okay. But I am like hooked, but also the weekly episode release is killing me all over again.
Okay, because you're used to binging these things whenever you want. Yeah. But now you're...
It's good. We're going back in time. I love
Severance it is. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Tommy Tiernan.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good, strong answer. Think back to 8-year-old Justine. You were in second class. The teacher says, right, boys and girls, time for Suspiog. You open up your lunchbox. What was inside?
A jam sandwich, a plum and a yogurt.
No treats. Yogurt was the treat, was it? Yeah. Okay, fair enough. And the final question, Justine, I ask all my guests, I realise it's an odd one, but the reason I ask is because I don't. Do you wash your legs in the shower?
I do. Oh, well, like, I mean, the water runs down on
No, see, okay, so we've got to be careful now.
This
is the thing, right? So that's what I believe. I believe hair and hot spots. Okay, that's what I'm taking care of. And then everything else is runoff. And I know, like, and we grant, like, sports stars could be dirty or sweaty or whatever. And ladies may exfoliate and fake tan and shave and all these things, right?
Yeah.
So that aside, you're about to go on a date with a rat.
Yeah.
You've just got off the unicycle. You're hopping into the shower for a quick one. Are you scrubbing your legs?
I am if I'm going on a date.
If you're going on a date, fair enough. Yeah. Even with rats on. Justine Stafford, thank you so much for coming in. You'll catch Justine on Sunday in the 24-hour Plays Dublin in the Abbey Theatre. Do not miss it. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
Slop.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.